You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The social media post of a teacher at Oshkosh West High School was the catalyst for a contentious meeting of the Oshkosh Area School District on Wednesday night. A little bit of background on the issue. After the murder of right-wing personality Charlie Kirk, a teacher stated in a Facebook post that he disagreed with many of Kirk's beliefs. The post called out Kirk's divisive rhetoric, calling him a morally evil human, and stated, quote, "The world is a better place without his voice and his ideas," end quote. The teacher's post was primarily shared via social media by the Winnebago County Republican Party, igniting a firestorm of protests and commentary. The teacher ultimately removed his post and deactivated his social media accounts. Wednesday night, over 70 people filed into the Alberta Kimball Auditorium to speak. Nicholas Greasy was one of those who requested that the teacher be fired.
That teacher condoned an assassination. He supports political violence. He tolerates murder. This type of thinking and rhetoric is demonic. Some would say it's a mental health issue, actually. He should not be teaching our children. He should not be employed with taxpayers' money, and he should not be on the payroll at all.
Meanwhile, former student Carmen Remming cautioned against punitive action.
In this current case, punishing a teacher for private speech said on an outside forum outside of school hours sets a very dangerous precedent. It sends the message that any public educators in our district or even elsewhere are never allowed to have personal opinions, that their rights end at the schoolhouse door.
Following the 1 hour and 20 minutes of public comment, the school board took a brief break before resuming its agenda. It closed the meeting by going into executive session for the, quote, discussion of a personnel issue. State lawmakers are introducing bills that would change Wisconsin elections. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Both Republicans and Democrats have their own proposals, but they introduce them together at a press conference. Republican Representative Scott Krug from Nakusa presented the Republican plans. His bills include standardizing drop box rules, creating standard early voting hours, and new rules for election observers. One of the most notable among his plans, a bill to allow poll workers to begin processing absentee ballots on the Monday before Election Day. Most states allow that, but Wisconsin does not. A similar bill last year was blocked by Republicans in the state Senate.
This package that I'm looking to introduce this week does take into account a lot of the things that President Trump has said about elections. We need safety, we need security, we need to know who voters are, but we also want to make sure that, you know, we understand that we set the line in Wisconsin, that we have our own election system.
Meanwhile, Democrats' proposals largely focus on increasing voter education and accessibility. Under their plan, high schoolers would get voter registration forms and be allowed to pre-register before they turn 18. Their bills would increase accessibility training for poll workers and mandate that elected officials work a shift as a poll worker so they understand the system. Representative Lee Snodgrass from Appleton.
I have seen time and time again my colleagues making false claims about election security or administration. And as I tell people, there's no better way of learning than doing.
Their plans would also increase protection for clerks, their staff, and poll workers. Krug has signed on as an author of three of the Democrats' bills. Lawmakers made it clear they don't agree on all of these proposals, but they want to work it out in committee like they're supposed to. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
135 local, regional, and national employers took part in a fall internship and career fair at the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh Wednesday. UWO officials estimated that between 700 and 900 UWO students connected with employers to learn about full and part-time positions, internships, volunteering, and networking opportunities. UWO holds career fairs like this for students twice a year. According to data from UWO, more than 91% of Wisconsin residents in their class of 2023-24 remained in Wisconsin after graduation, and 40% of non-resident students became new Wisconsinites by staying in the state after grad.
It's time for the southern migration, and you can help the birds. Here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
Wisconsin residents, businesses, and municipalities are being urged to turn off their non-essential lights over the next few nights to help migrating birds. Craig Thompson is the co-founder of Driftless Birds, a nonprofit working to save Wisconsin birds.
Birds use a number of visual cues to migrate, and those that migrate at night have traditionally used celestial cues. So they're navigating off the stars and off the position and brightness of the moon and so on. And when they encounter artificial light, they become very disoriented. And what we see is during migration, this ambient light has a tendency to bring birds into urban areas, and we often have periods of extraordinary mortality, and that's the thing that we're trying to avoid.
Thompson says non-essential lights should be shut off between the hours of 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. Studies have shown that window collisions kill billions of birds a year.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
It's the Packers and the Cowboys. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers play the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love says they learned some tough lessons in Cleveland during their loss to the Browns.
Every week is opportunity to learn and grow and experience things as a team. And obviously, I think defense did a great job last week. Offensively, special teams, we didn't do enough.
Baseball, the Brewers have tonight off after beating the Padres 3-1 in San Diego. Aaron Ashby awarded the win. Abner Uribe got the save. Pat Murphy.
Jansen gave us, nobody's mentioned Jansen yet. You guys paying attention to the game? He caught the whole game. He caught six different pitchers. A walk, a hit, and a homer. I thought he was great.
Yeah, catcher Danny Jansen out of West High School in Appleton, Wisconsin, on coming back to Milwaukee against the Reds with the magic number down to one.
Yeah, it feels great. Good momentum going home for the final three games. In front of our home crowd, it's going to be amazing.
That's the Brewers' Danny Jansen with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will be some new characters in the second installment of the Wicked feature film franchise. The Wicked 2, more specifically, Wicked for Good trailer, just dropped, and it features Dorothy, the Scarecrow, and Tin Man. Universal says this is the final trailer before the film's release November 21st of this year. Wicked for Good is a follow-up to 2024's Oscar-nominated Wicked. If you're looking for a new sports documentary, you're in luck. Clemente is the story of one of the best baseball players ever whose career and life ended way too soon. It is now available for streaming on the History Channel and explores baseball great Roberto Clemente's life on and off the field from his early struggles to becoming one of the best players in the game, as well as one of the most beloved. Clemente died in a plane crash in 1972 while delivering aid to Nicaragua. The film is executive produced by basketball great LeBron James and film directing great Richard Linklater. Jimmy Kimmel made an emotional return to his talk show Jimmy Kimmel Live Tuesday night. The host delivered a 17-minute monologue where he still did not hold back against the FCC or the Trump administration, but did clarify he never intended insensitivity toward Erica Kirk or the Kirk kids, even tearing up a bit throughout the monologue after an emotional few days. His biggest line of the night was probably after he played a clip of the president saying Kimmel doesn't have good ratings. When the camera went back to Jimmy, he said, "I do tonight," and the crowd stood and applauded like it did several times throughout the monologue or when he hugged Guillermo. Overall, the night was a big slapback at government overreach, with the host citing support from conservatives like Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, and Ted Cruz. Even Joe Rogan, not so courageously, backed Kimmel after finally feeling it was safe to do so. It will be interesting to see how long the love lasts, but for now, Jimmy Kimmel is happy to be back. Week 39 at the box office is upon us, and there is a much-anticipated film opening in your local theaters. Paul Thomas Anderson's mystery thriller with a dose of comedy, One Battle After Another, is crushing reviews, receiving 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, with most of the reviews already in. That score will not change, but it will be interesting to see if audiences like it just as much as critics. The film stars Leo DiCaprio, Regina Hall, Tiana Taylor, Sean Penn, and Benicio del Toro. There's some good old-fashioned family fun available to watch as well, with G-rated Gabby's Dollhouse, based on the TV series. The film stars Gloria Estefan, nightlight pal Thomas Lennon, and the hilarious Kristen Wiig. Just a few reviews at this point, but they are all positive. And if you're in the mood for some horror, check out The Strangers Chapter 2. The first one was absolutely terrifying. The film is getting panned by critics, but oftentimes that does not stop forgiving horror fans. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low to mid 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, low to mid 70s with this sunny, dry trend continuing through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.